All right. As part of our continuing series we have here inside Party Line with the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading in uncertain times, on the phone, we do have Dr. Ray Ingham. Mr. Ingham, thank you for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
You're the CEO and president of Witham. We've been getting press releases, Ken and myself here in the news department, all week and over the last couple weeks. It seems like Witham is really stepping up to try to do everything they can in these uncertain times.
We are. We've made a number of significant changes in the way that we do business.
Would you mention a few of those for us? I know there's several to try to keep track of. I know this week, there's a phone number out that people can do. You've also got some community viral screenings, which I think start next Monday, right?
Actually, it's been going on for maybe about 2 weeks now.
Okay. I think I did see that press release, too, but I have something here in front of me that says beginning Monday 4-6, the one located at the ambulance bays of the following locations in Lebanon at the main campus in Whitestown at Anson.
We changed our time at both those locations to make it a little bit more convenient.
And what is that exactly? What is a community viral screening? Is it exactly what it sounds like? People driving through and getting their temperatures checked?
Temperatures checked. We do an oxygen saturation. We ask a bunch of questions, see if they meet the criteria for further testing.
How difficult or how easy was it to get the Boone County Fairgrounds to go on board with what you're trying to get done down there?
Actually, it was very easy. It was a single meeting, and I walked in, and the commissioners basically said, what do you think, and what do you think you're going to need? And it was done. It was the hard part is actually doing it, but getting all the permissions and what have you. It was extremely easy. Everyone's down here is on top of it and doing their best to make sure that we can avoid as much as we possibly can, flatten that curve.
Now, when you have your thing at the fairgrounds, have you designated a specific part of the fairgrounds to where that they're going to do that?
Right. It's going to be in the Witham Pavilion down there. It's going to be set up initially for 25 beds, but we can increase it to at least 100. They just finished doing the decontamination, and now they're doing the sanitation. And then the next step is to supply it and then staff it.
So you think you'll be up and going maybe this weekend or the first to next week?
36 hours.
36 yeah. Hours? That's great. So how's the caseload been down there as far as of people either having or being tested or situations like that?
We've had a considerable number of tests. I'm not quite sure what the number is, but over 50 have been tested. We're waiting on results for several. Right now we have seven in our – we took one of our units and made it a secondary cardiac continuing care unit, and we're trying to cohort the COVID patients in one of two units. We're going to start with one, which is a series of eight beds, and then – flow into another unit, which will be about 10 beds, and then we'll have to make a decision on whether we take more units and move the clean patients downstairs to the surgical area or what. We're basically trying to be as flexible as we possibly can so that we can go in any direction if we have to. And the same thing with the pavilion. Right now, that may be for clean patients, it may be for COVID patients in the final stages of recovery, but not ready to go home yet. We just don't know. And we want to take this thing. We have a meeting daily and look at all the numbers and stats and try to make decisions on what makes sense for that day.
Now, currently, correct me if I'm wrong, but currently I think you have just one case in your county, correct?
We have one known case.
Okay. So that's before everybody gets it. You've had about 50 or so people tested. So,
Dr. Ingham, what about the personal protection equipment, the PPEs? Are you guys, we hear the big hospitals in New York running out of basic stuff. So far, so good on your end?
Yeah, and we've taken steps from the beginning to try to make them last a little longer rather than go into a patient fully donned and then you leave that patient only to go back in to see that patient after we use PPE equipment. We try to get everything set up so that you only go in once and do everything that needs to be done, and then you can monitor the patient from outside the room. We have extended some of our N95 masks so that we can use them for a little longer than we normally do, but still within the CDC guidelines. We're using ultraviolet decontamination on a lot of our equipment to make sure that the less expensive way to make sure that everything's done, and it's quicker. So
you guys feel like you're in the best shape you could possibly be going into the situation then?
Sir, I've learned from 20 years of experience not to brag.
I agree with that.
Dr. Ingham, we had seen a report this morning from Bloomberg that suggested the next hot spots of the virus could be Michigan, Connecticut, and us here in the Hoosier State.
Right. I think Indiana is probably doing better than the ones you mentioned, quite frankly, because Hoosiers have taken this pretty seriously, and they're helping us flatten the curve. They're staying home. They're keeping their distance. They're taking temperatures, washing their hands, and that's going to have significant effect on our community, our state as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the people in the public health department, Dr. Box, Christina Box, has gone way beyond to make sure that the Hoosier state is pretty well protected.
And so go ahead.
I'm pretty confident that we're going to get hit, and the surge is going to start a little late for us in Indianapolis, but I have a feeling that we've flattened the curve significantly.
And with the, we know that as nasty as they are, quarantines work, and it is hard to, when you got all the kids cooped up and everything, hard to just keep your mental health about you, let alone doing it for an extended periods of time. But, as the weather gets nicer and stuff, it's our nature to want to get out and drive around and walk around and stuff. But our commissioners here in Clinton County just yesterday issued a warning that, they do have the authority to restrict travel entirely. They don't want to do that, though. But they're seeing more cars out and about because the weather's nicer. And no matter how nice it is, we've got to do what we've got to do, right?
I am hoping that when this is all over with, I'll get in my car and drive around and see some of the nicest yards.
Yeah, take time on your yard right now, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Is there anything else that we need to know, Dr. Ingham, this morning while we have you on the line?
Well, I appreciate it. There is that one thing that I'm sure everyone has said to you 100 times, but please keep your distance, wash your hands more than you've ever washed them before for the full 20 seconds. And if you feel sick, call your doctor first and make sure that they're set up so that they can handle you quickly and efficiently.
Very good. All right. Well, Dr. Ingham, we appreciate your time this morning.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah.